All righty, folks, welcome back. It's a jam-packed edition of JJ After Dark. It's John Jastrzewski right here on The Fan, and I've been looking to have this guy on for the last couple of weeks. You know I'm partial to folks out in the desert. This guy makes a living out in the desert. He is one of the odds makers over at The Link, which is a great spot, one of my favorite casinos on the Strip. They got a whole lot of moving and shaking. This guy is involved setting the lines, getting the action, trying to get a sense for what's going on Sunday after Sunday. Let's welcome in one of the head odds makers from The Link, Arthur DeCesar, who's nice enough to join us. Art, how you doing, brother?
Honestly, JJ, pleasure to be here. This is a real honor. Grew up listening to The Fan, East Coast kid, so really happy to be here.
Well, the pleasure's all mine, and we are always partial to guys who are East Coast kind of guys, fan loyalists, and anybody who makes their way out to the desert, what a place to be. So, describe to me, Art, what the scene is like for you throughout the week and going into a Sunday. Like, how do you guys go about doing what you do as far as setting a line, as far as making sure your ducks are in order by the time people are rushing right after Sunday football to place wagers for the following week?
Yeah, you know what, JJ? I mean, listen, obviously on a Sunday night when the lines come up for the next day, you know, you got to realize when these lines initially come out, we limit our players, not limit them in a big way, but you know, the line has just come out. We kind of have to let people just, you know, we got to see where the market goes, and we just kind of are like, all right, let's you know, let it get into the week. So it's just really like one of those things where we have to be, you know, we got to protect ourselves obviously because we're putting out an initial line, you know, basically an hour after Sunday has already ended. So That's usually how we roll for an upcoming week.
And would you say when you guys put together the lines, the goal is at first to get like that two-way action? Because you don't want to have a situation like we're going to have this week with the Cowboys and the Rams where everybody and their mother is going to bet the Los Angeles Rams. I would guess the idea is to try to set a line where at the very least you're thinking long and hard about maybe betting both sides of the spectrum.
I mean, that's it. That's the bottom line. When you're bookmaking, it's all about equal action. That's all you want. We really don't care who wins. We don't care who you put your money on. We want equal action. I mean, that's the end result. Like you said, though, like a game like the Rams, Cowboys this week, forget it. I mean, everybody's on the Rams. There's basically a 4-5-1 ticket count on the Rams. So those type of games, that's what we want to stay away from.
Okay, so as far as the house against the casual player, you know, there are weeks for me, Art, when I feel more than likely I go against a lot of the public plays. I'll play one every now and again. I'm not saying every public play is a loser because, listen, this year I can find so many weeks where a lot of those square and obvious plays, perfect example, the Packers a few weeks ago, I couldn't understand for the life of me why they were only a 6 or 6.5 point favorite against the New York Giants. I thought that line made absolutely no sense. I thought it was way too low, and I thought it was too good to be true. Now, I wasn't in a million years going to bet the New York Giants, but I just thought it was a very fishy line. Have you noticed a lot of those square lines, those obvious lines, like the Packers -6, 6.5? Have those lines been hitting more than usual in this 2019 NFL season?
No, absolutely, JJ. And it's funny that you hit on that game. That game, the Packers, everybody was on Green Bay. Green Bay was one of those games we got murdered on last week. I mean, listen, last week wasn't that great of a week for the books. It was more of a public week. Rams actually on Sunday night really helped us and actually let us finish up with a good Sunday because everyone was on Seattle. But yeah, like a game like that, I'm with you. I look at that line and I'm like, how can you not give Green Bay at least over 7, 7.5? I mean, like you said, that a line like that made no sense, and the public was all over that. They sniffed that out right away.
Arthur DeCesar, check him out. He's one of the head odds makers over at The Link in Las Vegas, setting the lines each and every football Sunday. All right, Art, let's get to a couple of these games. Giants and Dolphins. Speaking of a line that I'm trying to figure out, the Giants have been awful. They've lost all these games in a row. They're 2-11. They look like the worst team in the NFL, and they're going to fire their head coach, I think, at the end of the year. And I look at Miami, and I'm a Dolphins fan, full disclosure, and I'm rooting for them to lose because I want that top draft pick. I'm dreaming of Joe Burrow, a Tua Tagovailoa, whatever the case may be, a quarterback. But the Dolphins have played for Brian Flores despite trading basically every star player they have on the team, gutting the roster across the board. Are you surprised that the Giants and the Dolphins right now is a 3.5-point spread?
You know, JJ, I am, and it's funny. You hit the two things on the head. The Giants are awful. They've played awful. The coach should go. I mean, you know, who knows about the quarterback situation? And the Dolphins have played hard this year. They're covering a ton of games. They basically had a stretch in October, November, early November, where they covered like five straight games. They covered last week. And you know what? We're seeing nothing but Dolphin money. People are realizing, hey, the Dolphins cover, the Dolphins play hard, and the Giants are bad. So it's been nothing but Dolphin money so far.
A lot of Dolphin money coming in, and the line hasn't moved. That's, to me, a telltale sign. If you're playing that game, you play the New York Giants. So you might have to bring the barf bag with you, because the idea of the Giants covering 3.5 against anybody is rather sickening. But to me, my lean there would be the Giants. All right, let's get to a game. Speaking of a team that everybody was on, the Green Bay Packers, this line against Chicago opened up Packers -7. It's now at 4.5, and it's basically getting a split handle. Why has this line, Art, moved as much as it has moved, I don't know, over the last 3 or 4 days?
And you're right, it absolutely has. It was 7, and we actually, at Caesars, which Link is the Caesars property, we have it at -4, Green Bay. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, this is a division game. You know, Rodgers usually plays really well against Chicago. I mean, listen, the Bears have looked okay the last couple weeks. Trubisky has kind of righted himself, but yeah, it's tough to figure. I mean, I personally would take Green Bay, but, you know, I wouldn't feel great about it, you know, just in case, you know, what if Chicago's defense goes crazy? But it's hard to put money on Trubisky. It really is.
Okay, let's get to a team that has been cruising the last few weeks and has become a favorite of somebody who's played them over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 games, the Tennessee Titans. I bet you if you had this line, Art, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, you would have gotten Tennessee as a dog. Now you see Tennessee favored by 3. Public perception all of a sudden changing because of the way Ryan Tannehill has looked. Is that the case?
Absolutely. You're right. If this was probably 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, it might have been Texans -3. But now it's Titans -3. I mean, you know, a lot of times you can go on what you've seen. Titans have looked great. Texans had that great game against New England. Then they had a stinker against Denver at home. And, you know, the Titans, they're confident. Very good running game, and Tannehill's playing out of his mind. So that's a very interesting game with, obviously, a lot of playoff implications.
Okay, I'm sure the teams for you guys, as far as the liability standpoint, you got to be thinking everybody and their mother is taking a New England, Seattle, New Orleans, 3-team tees. Would you say out of those, you know, teams in the mix here, who is the greatest bit of liability for you guys at the Link and for the odds makers this week?
You know what? It's actually the two games where we're seeing the biggest liability is the Vikings.
Interesting. Okay, so yeah. Minnesota, that makes sense, though. But explain this one to me then, Art. You guys have the most liability on the Vikings. Why has that line then moved from Minnesota -3 to Minnesota -1.5?
Yeah, you know what? It's one of those things where you always have to go with where your big bets are. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, okay, the line has moved and we're seeing all this Viking money. But you also got to remember, we're on the West Coast. So we got all these people who come in and just blindly bet Rams and blindly bet Chargers and Raiders. We have so many of those people here every weekend. So we always see a lot of West Coast, you know, money. That, you know, you got to always remember that.
Would you say that there is, you know, an overinflation of New York, of Dallas, of New England because of the amount of tourists and those teams being public teams? Like, do you guys get the sense, like, week in and week out, your line for, like, the Yankees or the Giants or the Jets is maybe going to be different than the run-of-mill team? Like, I don't know, the Tennessee Titans, give or take?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Dallas is by far. Every week, you just see Dallas money. There is always Dallas money. This past Thursday when they played the Bears, it was all Dallas money. It's always Dallas money. Dallas is, you know, quote-unquote America's team, whatever you want to call them. So we always are on a liability with the Cowboys. And you're right. I mean, you know, you definitely see the New York teams, New England. You're always battling against New England because everyone bets them. You know, and that's because they cover and they're New England. But, Yeah, these public teams, you see a lot of money on these public teams.
All right. So as far as the plays that you think maybe one or two scream sucker bet, plays to avoid that almost seem too good to be true, is there one or two that comes to mind?
You know what? The one that kind of stands out to me is the game that got flexed to Sunday night, Steelers-Bills. We had Steelers minus one. Now it's Steelers minus two. You know what? As great as the Steelers have been, and Tomlin's done a wonderful job with that roster, I just look at the Steelers and I'm like, Hodges has to play this Bills defense. He hasn't faced a defense like this. And I feel like people might be jumping off on Buffalo a little bit. So if I can get the Bills plus two, honestly, I like the Bills.
Okay, so you like the Bills. Now, as far as some games that you may have on your card, if you were going to be betting the Week 15 NFL slate, what would some of your best bets of the week be?
Once again, I'll still go back. I like Bills plus two. And, you know, I'm going to be a little bit of a public guy here. I'm kind of with people on the Vikings. I like the Vikings. I think the Chargers are dead. I don't see how the Chargers can do anything. The Vikings are a good team. They're going to run the ball. They're going to do what they got to do as long as Cousins doesn't hurt you. And I'm kind of on the Saints. Colts season is over. Saints have to bounce back. They're at home Monday night. They always put up points in that dome. So those are my favorite. I would say Saints minus eight, Vikings minus 1.5, and Bills plus two.
All right, Art, before we get you out of here, if you're looking at the AFC and the NFC and you're trying to eye up a potential Super Bowl future, is there one or two Super Bowl futures where you, as an odds maker, would see a bit of potential value?
You know what? It's one of those things. I think in the AFC, it's really hard to go against anyone who's not New England or not, you know, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. But in the NFC, to me, the NFC is wide open. So the NFC takes the value. If you can get Seattle, you know, at 10, 12 to 1, there's value there. I don't think there's any more value in the Niners. There's no more value in Green Bay. So I think maybe a team like Seattle, because you can get double digits, 10, 12 to 1, depending on where you can find them. So Seattle's not a bad one.
I like that, because if Seattle ever won that game week 17 and they have home field advantage throughout, we know what a tough place that is to play. How about Kansas City to Art in the AFC? I know they had no value at the beginning of the year. I saw some 14 to 1s and 15 to 1s right before that game against the New England Patriots. I think the Chiefs in the AFC, their defense is starting to come on. They have the great Patrick Mahomes. I know they have a head coach that usually does not win in January, but they already beat New England. They beat Baltimore earlier in the year. How do you feel about a potential Kansas City to win the Super Bowl bet?
You know what, JJ? Great point. I mean, if you're just looking for value, it's not terrible. All the things you said are perfect. You know, at any game, basically, you're going to have the best quarterback on the field because you got Mahomes. You know, Andy Reid's had his moments in the playoffs where, you know, he's been a little spotty. But you're right, the defense is getting better. They have a ton of weapons. And, I mean, listen, they were an offsides away last year from being in the Super Bowl. So definitely good value on Kansas City, for sure.
Art, as far as who you guys will be rooting like crazy for on Sunday, who are the books pulling for? I can't believe I'm saying this. I think the books are going to be rooting for the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Honestly, that was the number one game I was going to, because it opened up Rams plus two. Now it's Rams minus one, and it is all Ram money. So we're actually going to be rooting for the Cowboys this week for sure.
That is wild. Arthur DeCesar, he is one of the guys in charge for the odds and setting the odds, and one of the head odds makers you'll find over at The Link out in Las Vegas, one of the better casinos on the Strip. Great scene down there. I've spent plenty of nights late night killing it at O'Shea's, maybe throwing a couple of sports wagers in there. So, Art, the next time I'm out there, we got to link up, grab a beverage, maybe play some beer pong over at O'Shea's. Anything can happen, brother.
Oh, absolutely. Let's do it, man. My treat. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about, Art. And I will be out there, I think, conference championship week. That is not confirmed yet, but is that your favorite time to be out in Vegas? Is it the Super Bowl? Is it the NCAA tournament? For somebody that does what you do, what, from a sports fan standpoint, anybody likes to get involved, throwing a couple of wagers down, best time to be in Vegas?
You know what? Listen, you hit on the two big ones, March Madness, obviously Super Bowl. Those are basically the Cadillacs of betting. But I will say this, a very, very underrated weekend is divisional playoff weekend. That's a great weekend. You got games Saturday and Sunday, and you still got all your other sports rolling, NHL, college basketball, NBA. So I really am a big fan of divisional weekend.
divisional weekend, which will be here before you know it. Arthur DeCesar, one of the odds makers over at The Link. Art, appreciate it, man. Enjoy your holiday season. We will link up soon, and we will have another conversation or two soon as this season rolls along. Take care, my friend.
All right, JJ, appreciate it. Thank you.
Outstanding stuff there from Arthur DeCesar, getting the stage set for week 15 in the NFL.